Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose,
ayy. Ah yeah, here we go, a little Taz and Moose action. I am Taz, Moose is out this week. We have Big Zach Gelb in the Four of the Moose. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You can give the show a call. Very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
That's an 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Thank you, everyone who's listening to the show or has been listening to the show on one of our great affiliates across these great United States. Maybe you're listening on the CBS Sports Radio app, which is great. You can listen to CBS Sports Radio every day on there. It's awesome, including our show. Or maybe listening on the Radio.com app, which is also excellent. Or on Sirius XM Channel 206 or Sirius XM's app, Channel 206. You can do that there. Or you could listen to the show, or not listen, you could follow along to the show, I should say, on social media, on the Twitter or the Instagram, at Taz and the Moose.
Need oxygen?
I'm good now, brother. I'm good. Yeah, so we talked a lot about, what were we talking in the first hour, a lot of the chatter.
Luck,
Andrew Luck with no luck, with this extra bone in his ankle, potential surgery for him. He's not going to play football for the Colts this preseason. They're kind of being hesitant what's going on. They don't know, and I'm not mad at the Colts for that. I think they're just trying to figure it out, too. They're a little, you know, you got to feel bad for them as an organization. They don't want this to happen to their guy. I mean, they can't come right out, and I think they're trying to be as honest as they can.
It's crazy, the roller coaster emotion, you know, here. With how it
at
plays
the show?
In. Oh, well, okay. that too. But with Luck, because last year he returns, you get a full 16 games. He looks as if he's back to that MVP form, and maybe in some fans' mind, the concerns about the injuries were starting to evaporate, and now it's right back in the front of the cabeza.
Yeah, that's exactly right, my man. All right, it's time to go around the NFL campgrounds.
Best intro ever, right? Here.
Well, we call it campgrounds. We're going camping, Mikey B. All right, here we go.
Time to go camping, boys and girls. Who better to go sit around the campfire and spitball some football, eat some pork beans, brisket, and throw back some cold ones than with Taz and the Moose?
It's Taz and the Moose. Oh. Just talking away. It's all you ever heard, talking smack since the day they was born. It's Taz and the Moose.
He did it on purpose.
Just
I never get
away.
Past this. The way
it's all
singing.
You ever heard, talking smack since the day they was born.
Nah, I hear what you're saying.
I get so distracted.
Another person working against you.
Ouch. Story of my life, bro. You're right. Another person working against me.
Now I see
no one's
the
ever
vision.
Said that like that. Thank you for saying that.
Now I see what you're talking about.
What?
Now there's people working against you here. You just try to be a nice guy,
purpose.
Show up, do your job, bring your lunchbox to work,
that's
do the three-hour show, and go home.
That's it.
But it's tough when people see a guy that's been here the last few years, and they have a new guy come in, and they try to just
they
take
don't
you
like
down.
Me, bro. They don't like me because I'm the wrestler. I'm the outsider. And they all know at any point I could choke them all out.
Now,
no
did
problem.
Pete like you during your wrestling career? Was Pete a fan of yours during your wrestling career?
Oh, man, I wish Moose was here to hear that one. Imagine Moose heard that question.
Because I know you're a huge wrestling fan.
I think Pete's a fan of all wrestling, but he did know my career very well.
Oh, Pete, yes.
Did you like him?
The question, Zach. He's about to put me over.
I enjoyed his uncensored promos in ECW.
Oh, God. Uncensored. Yeah. Zach's not a big wrestling fan, but yeah, explicit. They were explicit promos. Pete brings that up. All the stuff I've done in the ring, but he brings up these promos where I guess, curse people out at times. Right, Pete? Yeah, a little bit.
And it won't be available on the WWE Network.
Imagine there was dump buttons on those wrestling shows.
Guys, or none.
I put a callus on his finger. Dump, 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 dump. All right, we're going camping, Zach. So what do we got here? We got Fangio. Right? We're talking about the haircuts. Let's talk about rookies and stuff like that. Let's take a listen here. What I'm yelling out, 09, Pete!
I just don't think it's right. You know, I just don't believe in hazing. There's traditions that stay put. You know, guys are getting up in front of the team and doing a little skit every night. But maybe a rookie's carrying somebody's pads off the field and so on, or bringing in the donuts or the breakfast. But
it's like a lot of hazing.
Nothing physical.
A guy doesn't like hazing. It sounds like he likes hazing.
Hold on a minute.
Just went through a litany of hazing that he likes. But, you know, don't give the guy a haircut.
Right?
Well, he's saying nothing physical. I'm being sarcastic, physical.
But what's wrong with giving someone a haircut?
I think the haircut, I don't look at the haircut as physical. Now, if you duct tape someone to the goalpost, which we've seen.
That's different.
That's when I'm going to probably want to kick your ass. You know, but look, walking aside, the hazing thing to me. We saw at the last week on Hard Knocks, you know, John Gruden's, he talked to the whole team. He said, no hazing. You heard him right off these rookies.
You get a little hazing this week.
Okay, there you go. So John Gruden next, not to do hazing, and they haze.
Just singing. Okay. Just singing.
Well, he did say he's okay with that. That's fine. Yeah. See, that's fine. I don't mind that. But the physical hazing, I'm with Fangio on this. Like, no physical hazing. But I disagree with hazing. With Fangio, I don't think a haircut is physical.
No.
If you're giving a guy half his head. It's hair.
Here's the thing, though.
We should do that here. We should haze here. I just got to talk to Moose.
Maybe I'll cut off your hair.
Haze, Mikey B. You could try. I might snap your wrist.
But that's what I'm saying. If you came up to me and tried to give me a mohawk or whatever.
You look good with a mohawk, bro. You got a massive head.
I don't know about that.
All right.
But if you tried to do that to me, wouldn't you resist? Wouldn't you try to get away?
Nah, try and get away with some. Yeah, well, I think with football players, you know, when the veterans come out, they just tap out. All right, go ahead, shave my head, put a big star on the side of my face, whatever. Go ahead, draw like a, you know, whatever, you know, a hot dog on the top of my head, whatever.
Hot dog.
Yeah. Just don't put the relish on it.
With queso?
Yeah, with queso.
Okay. I like queso.
Yeah, so anyway, and, about the hazing, too. What about, what's his name, Brady? Yeah, see the stuff
He was.
That's your guy.
Some of the teammates, they were, I guess, doing a scoop and score drill or something like that. They were jumping on the football, and Brady's sitting there with the hose.
Hosing him down.
Getting all the players wet.
The hell is that? Tom Brady?
Who cares?
Hosing. Oh, of course. You're a Patriot fan.
No, here's the thing with Brady.
Go Pats!
What? Brady sneezes. Oh, he's hazing everybody. Big controversy. 855-212-4CBS. Load up the hot takes. Should Brady be suspended? Goodell sitting there in his office. Time to suspend Brady again. Let's go.
Yes. I agree with all of that. That's when I agree with the hot takes, when they're on Brady. I hear you. I don't know. I just think Tom Brady.
Personality from him.
I know. I just think if you're Brady, look, he's just having fun. I get that. But I think because he's always been such a. Now, you never hear. The thing with Brady, though, you never hear anybody say he's a bad teammate. Everybody who's played with him always say they like playing with him. You know, for the most part, right? I mean, I'm sure there's been someone I'm missing in my head.
There's a lot of guys that come into the organization and they say, all I wanted to do was hate this guy.
Right, right.
There and the next thing you know, they love him.
They like playing. So he's a real team guy.
He makes him better.
So, but still, I just, that's what I think. Like, his his public persona off the field, he always comes off, and I respect this of him, all business. You know, you don't play games, which I respect. I do. To hear that he's hosing down a rookie with a giant fire hose. Maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was a garden hose. That he's like
injured on that.
Like it's like yeah, like he's hosing down. Like you know, I know. Like I always had this dream of owning a horse farm.
Okay.
You know, with thoroughbreds, and I would hose them down in the barn. You know, like and just you know pack a lip and hose them down. Yeah, you know, it'd be fun.
Well, here's the thing, Brady could be some of these kids'
parents, let's say.
Right, right.
He's, there's probably about 15, 16 years maybe difference with some of them.
Right.
So maybe he just thought he wanted to be dad and let the kids have some fun.
Well, that's what you want. You want your dad holding you down.
Like, my house is a little bit of expensive ones.
Why, when you were a kid, you didn't enjoy running around on a hot summer day and playing with some water?
Dude, when I was a kid, okay, we didn't have a pool. I didn't have a hose. We had a Johnny pump in front of the house. You know what a Johnny pump is? Okay, it's a fire hydrant. That's what most people call a fire hydrant. And where I'm from, it's called a Johnny pump. And we'd open the pump. We have to call the fire department to come open it right on the street, okay, in the city. And the water would come out, and we would just splash it on each other. Happy summer.
Old Brown.
Yeah, it was whole
He's
rusty.
Double the age of some of these guys.
No, but I'm just saying, you're talking to me about when you're a kid. You think my dad was running around with a sprinkler system? We had irrigation?
No.
I had no money. We were bums. We were nothing. My dad was at the track at Aqueduct, betting a quinella. He wasn't hosing me down in front of the street.
Now I know where some of your frustration comes from.
Happy hump day.
Really?
Building up the college fund.
All right. So what else we got in the campground? Where are we going next? Where do you want to go next, Zach? You want to go...
Let's get the Jason Garrett set.
Oh,
don't we have
Jason
that?
Jason Garrett. Yeah, we do. Let's go. We call that 04!
Tony did a good job in the game. I thought he handled himself well in there with the ones. Had a couple good runs, a couple good protections. Seemed comfortable. It didn't seem too big for him. Obviously, he's just getting started, so he has a long, long way to go. We want to see him in some more game action as we go here.
So yesterday you had the Cowboys clearly leaking the information that Dak Prescott was requesting $40 million.
Yeah.
And here they go once again. Let's pump up Tony Pollard. Let's make him seem as if he's great, even though he has a long ways to go still.
Sure.
Yeah, Jerry Jones giving him words of extolment last week as well. Mm. This is once again the Cowboys trying to tell you, we're okay, everything's fine. But in reality, they want Zeke back.
They do want Zeke back. And it's funny. The other day, it had to be about 2-3 days ago, I was looking somewhere online at the depth chart of the Dallas Cowboys. And actually, the first-string running back was Jackson. It wasn't Pollard. It wasn't Tony Pollard.
Okay.
It was Darius Jackson. Yeah, so I don't know. It's weird, but they're talking
about Pollard. They also signed Alfred Morris, too.
They got Alfred Morris. He was third on the depth chart when I saw it. He was third. But Zeke was not even on it. Wasn't even on the depth chart.
Oh, he's not showing up.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like, you think about that. Like, the NFL's leading rusher last year. Star player. I mean, he's not showing up. I get it.
Now, you know how this works being a professional athlete.
Of course I do.
There's a lot of times you expect to be pampered and coddled and all that.
Yes,
is
I
this
love
going
that.
To affect the organization? Because when I think of, even if they get their money,
right.
Could Dak be annoyed that the organization was leaking that he wanted $40 million? Because it's probably not true. Could Zeke in this relationship, where does it go from here? Because if this may be, let's say you have a lot of guys that are up at the end of the year in Dak and Amari Cooper, right. Zeke in 2 years. If they don't give him new deals, now Zeke won't show up if he doesn't get a new deal. However, Dak and Amari are.
They're showing up and they're practicing.
Does this impede the success of this team if they don't get their contract before the start of the season?
I think it definitely could.
Egos get involved.
Absolutely.
Here.
I mean, listen, these guys are playing. We're talking about the NFL, right? So these NFL players, especially guys who have been successful, like Cooper, like Prescott, like Elliott, okay, just because we're talking about the Cowboys, these guys love the game, they love to play, but bro, at the end of the day, it's their job. They want to make money. Like that sounds like such a simple statement. It sounds like, oh, thank you, Captain Obvious. It's not Captain Obvious, because I think fans. Us that cover the games, and we're fans also, we all get hung up in, we hear these big money these athletes are making.
We can't relate to them.
It's tough to relate to that, I agree. But the thing where I can relate to them is that you're doing a job that the public sees, and people think, because it's a fun job, it's not a normal job like 9 to 5.
Get a real office. Job, they say.
Yeah, you're not digging holes. You're not, and that's true. And I had a job like that where I had a job where I was digging holes, but then when I made it in the wrestling business.
Physically taxing, though, on your body.
Yeah, yes, but my point I'm trying to make in long form is that when you have a career or a job that people can see you on TV and it's not a regular type job, people think, oh, he's lucky, she's lucky, yada, yada, yada. And that's that. At the end of the day, you're doing this to make money. I wrestled and was a commentator, and all the guys and girls I wrestled with, we all wanted to make money. It wasn't just because we loved what we were doing. It was fun. These guys want to make money. They know, and you know this, Zach, they want to maximize and make as much money as humanly possible because their careers can end in a snap of an ankle, a knee, snap of a finger, it could be done in one play.
Look at Todd Gurley. He got paid, and now people are questioning that knee.
Oh, absolutely. And he's had nothing but hobbled with the wheel. You know, he has nothing but problems. There was some Super Bowl, hardly play a bunch. And, you know, like, so these guys want to get paid. They want to get paid now because they don't know how long it's going to last. It's a big deal.
And I don't fault them at all. Your money.
No, you can't.
Now, here's the tricky thing with Dak. Dak, to me, is not a top 15 quarterback in the National Football League.
No, I'm with you, dude. We were talking about that yesterday, right, you and I. And no, I'm with you. He's not. He's not. And with Zeke Elliott, Zeke makes him so much better. They have a very good chemistry together. They really have a good. And you mentioned 15. He actually was, I think I said this yesterday, he was 15 in passing last year, meaning Dak Prescott. So, you know, I mean, you got a guy like Case Keenum above you, and, you know, and Derek Carr was above him, and DeSean Jackson was above him, Kirk Cousins was above him, you know. So, you know, but I do think Dak, he's a leader of that offense. He knows how to lead that offense. He knows the offense schematically, and, you know, he's a game manager, and he does a good job of that. And he's a good athlete.
And you can win that way.
You can, and he's been successful. But I do think, and I think you agreed with this yesterday, Zeke Elliott's a major part of Dak Prescott's success.
Huge.
Major part. So that's it.
All right.
On that note, we're going to go to break here, okay? Other side of break.
Can we get s'mores in this segment, by the way?
Oh, being the campgrounds?
I love s'mores.
Yeah.
You give me a little graham cracker, mallow, chocolate.
It just gets sloppy, though. Sticky. I don't need marshmallow over my hands. You know what I mean? All right, we're going to go to break. Outside break, we're going to hear from Jerry Jones a little bit. Why wouldn't we hear from Jerry Jones, owner of Dallas Cowboys?
I'll never shut up.
All right. Taz and Moose with Zach sitting in for Moose. Right back. All right.
This is WWE superstar, the man, Becky Lynch, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, she's half right. Listen to Taz and Zach Gelb. Becky's half right. The Moose is on vacay.
I wouldn't tell her she's wrong, by the way.
Nah, she'd whoop your ass, bro.
I know she would.
She would. What was I going to say? You know, during the break, I got, you know, Brad Heller, you know.
Bob Feller?
You know, with his updates. He's always running around and they work, and he puts his phone in my face, Zach, during the break. Shows me this picture of himself.
A little misleading, but that's fine.
This picture of himself at Pirate's Cove. You know, and up at Cape Cod, he's standing there with a statue of a pirate. And
ahoy, me mateys.
Yeah, and then he shows me another one. Walk the plank, Jones! And he shows me another one. I'm like, all right, got it. You were there. That's great, bro. Now it's like this bond with him and I. Like he, and then Mikey B sees this. He tells the social media team, we got to tweet it out! We got to tweet it out! It's like,
ho-ho, mateys.
We're dying for content that much on social media, Mike. Is that what's going on here?
Yes. I'll talk to the team about it. Tony!
You get on that, all right?
So, we've bonded, Brad. I understand.
It's going a little too far now.
It's going a little too far.
He's an obsessed fan now.
Yeah, he's like, see? Brad, look at me, sir. I believed that you were there. I knew you were there. Because you said some things where I knew the truth was there, my friend. I didn't need to see photographic proof. Because now I got to talk to my wife. We got to dig out some Polaroids of me. At the Pirates Cove. Travis Heller. You know what I mean? That's what I got to do now. Now I got to show you. Look, I was there too.
Nostalgia. That's what this is. This is nostalgia.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
That Lee Mee put out. So there's my proof. I have a whole video package about what I did there.
So I'm showing you my proof.
A screenshot of whatever shot.
You're really getting antiquated today. Polaroids now we're going? Yeah. Typewriters earlier. Polaroid. Yeah. Net photos now.
Old school Jones.
You never know. We have our demographic here is 18 to 72. So I want to cover the whole gamut. You know what I mean?
Broad, very broad.
Talking about our social media team.
You 80-year-old.
What's a podcast? Our social media team, we really had to tweet out these Antonio Brown feet.
Yeah, the feet thing is disgusting. Speaking of that, perfect segue into Mikey B. Segue. Mike, can we hit a story, please? Here, enough with the Uber Eats. What happened with you and this athlete or something? There was a
who
delivery.
Was it?
Not telling you who it was.
You got to say who it was.
No, I can't say who it was.
Why not?
What team did
the
he play
code?
For?
He played for the New York Giants.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
So Eli Manning's cookies.
No, Barkley. It was Barkley.
Maybe Daniel Jones ordered the wrong cookies for Eli Manning to try to get him sick so that's we could see Daniel Jones at, under center week one.
A conspiracy theory right there. I like that. I'm all into that. Who was it? You don't want to say?
I don't want to say, but what happened?
Can you say what happened yet, please?
Yeah, what happened
what
was...
What is this, a HIPAA law, by the way? You can't reveal the identity.
Hey, it's the mystery of it.
Of who ordered the food?
You got to go to the podcast to hear who it was.
Ah, Hook Jones. That a boy. You
I picked up cookies, and I'm delivering six cookies.
Hold on a second.
Where, to a man.
I have a question. When I say hold on, you stop. Okay, that's how this works. So where... Where are you buying six cookies? Like, who goes on an app and says, on Uber Eats app, says, okay, I want to buy
six cookies. I did all the time in college when I was in college.
Yeah, but like, I'm saying, which store sells six cookies?
It was a local bakery.
Really?
It was a local bakery in town. Yeah, they're known for their cupcakes as well.
I'm a big Uber Eats person. I mean, I do it a lot, but I've never done that.
It's actually the second cookie order I had of the night.
Really?
Yeah, they were big tonight. I don't know.
All right,
with
so what
the
happened?
Rain. Anyway, picked up six cookies,
Mike loves this
delivered them to a hotel. And I'm thinking to myself, what guy is asking me to deliver six cookies? Like, get a meal or something. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you never know. Guy, you know, someone might, whatever. Yeah.
Get there, and he comes down the elevator to meet me in all this giant swag, enormous man. I hand him off the cookies. I then go walking back towards the lobby, and I'm just Googling some information about him. He comes running back after me, devastated. I ordered M&M cookies. These are chocolate chip. And he is devastated about this.
Really?
I mean, he wants to track it back. What happened? And I have to explain to him this wasn't on me.
And meanwhile, you're looking up. He's just giant next to you.
I'm going... This New York Giant is
a giant.
He was like a little kid. He was so upset. I felt terrible. He's like, I wanted the M&M cookies. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, Pat Shermer was giving crap all day. He wanted to unwind with some M&M cookies.
Did you tell him you're a Giant fan, at least?
I did not. But I want to go to practice and give him the cookies there.
Hold on a second. Did you tell him that you knew who he was and any place for the Giants?
I did not say that. I didn't want to mark out in front of him.
You are a mark.
I'm doing my job. Well. Yeah. It wouldn't be appropriate for me to step over that boundary.
But you knowing that it's a Giant player, wouldn't you have done your due diligence as an Uber Eats driver to make sure that the order was correct?
Well, I didn't know it was a Giants player before.
Well, I disagree with that, Zach. I think that you need to make sure your order's right no matter who it is.
That's
if it's a Giants player or if it's a Little League baseball coach or if it's just some mom who works her daily job and is a single mom.
Did he tip you?
Shouldn't we do this for all people?
No.
No, Zach, hold on, sir. Should there not be double standards in life, really? You know?
No, put it this way. If I was an Uber Eats driver, you may get a little bit lazy from order to order.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
With the monotonous part of the job. And you look up on the order history and you say, oh, it's a large guy. Looks like he plays football. What? You get his name correct?
Yeah, I got to say his name.
I'm not saying his name.
Damn.
No name.
Man, the confidence.
You're not going to get arrested.
You never know.
Well, you know what? I respect that. I respect the I respect the confidentiality. You know, I mean, I had a little fame in my day before I got into radio, and you know, I will tell you that
really, I've never heard of it.
No, but you got to be
horseback riding for a living.
I got people. Yeah, I got people that come Uber Eats. You know,
a big jockey. Jones,
by the time they get into my house, it's like they go through all the gates and stuff, and then they see it's me. Like, oh wow, what a surprise! I'm like, yeah, Brad, you all right? You look upset.
I'm good.
A great story, Mike. By the way,
happy to help.
I love Mikey's stories.
Hold on, you're gonna go to when you go to the camp. Can you video get some audio content for us?
Yeah, I would love to. I would like to get I already put in a request for a Giants press pass. I'd like to go talk to him, and we can play it back on the show.
Let me ask you a question: is this a difficult interview to get?
Not answering that.
Wow. Jeez, he's tough.
Mike's that was a pretty good question.
It was a very good question, Zach. You're right.
We're on to practice.
Mike's very tough to crack.
Offense or defense?
We're on to practice.
Oh, you can tell me if it's on the offensive or defensive side of the ball.
I want the sausage. We're on to practice. But yeah, the goal is to go to camp and ask him about this.
We'll eventually know.
Yeah, yes. Or I could bleep his name.
Now, wouldn't this be great if he shows up to this player's locker?
Yeah.
So Eli Manning's locker, since it's Eli.
I don't think it's Eli. You think it's Eli? I don't think it's Eli.
You never know.
He says he's a giant guy. I mean, he's a tall guy. He's not heavy, though.
You don't think he likes M&M cookies? I think he does.
But Eli?
Yeah.
Here's why it could be Eli. What? Eli has young children. Maybe he was ordering the cookies for the children.
He said he was a giant person. That's what you said, right, Mike?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, bigger than me.
Mike don't want to give them all. Mike's not giving nothing up.
Next question.
Eli's got a big head.
He does. Speaking of big heads, Brett Heller.
Tobias Heller.
Are you ready to do this update?
I'm ready.
And begin.
Okay. We are sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Andrew Luck is expected to miss the entire preseason. His calf strain, which was originally diagnosed in March, is now a high ankle issue. Here is Colts GM Chris Ballard.
I think it's a cumulative thing through the years. I mean, if you've noticed, I mean, Andrew's had some ankle issues with his left one for a while.
You know,
I think it's just kind of a cumulative thing.
Just stop the film.
This audio sucks.
I think it's great that he does this from a bullhorn.
Yeah.
He's doing this from a bullhorn. He's doing it from a bullhorn, right?
I mean, we have an update on the ankle. Yeah.
It's like unbelievable.
The ankle is not good. All right, I don't want to talk about it. Ask me a question, and my phone will start breaking out like this.
How is that happening? Like, Brad, do you have an answer?
My guess is a conference call with very poor quality.
Okay.
And they wanted to get him on the line as quick as possible.
All right. Yeah, no, he's breaking it, literally.
Just a guess.
Real quickly, though, Mike, what happens if this player is so annoyed when he sees you?
What are you talking about, the cookies again?
Yeah, and he tries to punch you or get into a little altercation.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Well, then I'll be dead because he will beat me up.
Maybe we should go with you to get some video.
And then you'll have Pete upset because I'll have to find a fill-in producer, and then there you go.
That's true.
I'll really be upset.
That part.
He cannot kill him.
All because of your side podcast.
Right. Wow.
Selfish.
Did you hear that? Side podcast. Okay. That right there sounds like an angry man right there. You just showed me something. Yeah, you, Heller, you just showed me that you're jealous of Mikey B. You're jealous of Mikey B.
No, I'm
not. You just showed it.
I was just saying that the podcast becoming the priority, if he's going to get killed over it by a player.
Listen to you. You just tore a hamstring backing up, bro. Listen to you. Now, dude, listen, look, we're all here, we're all men. Admit it. You're jealous of Mike and his podcast.
LeBronto.
You're jealous of him. Come on, be honest.
Wait, I'm jealous that he delivers cookies to football players?
Oh, then that was a shot. You know it's a shot? Now he took a sarcastic shot. You see that?
If it was a Mets player,
like, Pete loves that. Pete loved that one.
Pete popped you.
Pete loved that one. Men. Dude, why don't you just admit it? You can start a podcast. You can, Heller. You're a talented guy.
Maybe I already did.
Oh, wow.
Golf tips.
I learned something new here. Heller hour.
The mini golf podcast.
Can I be your first guest? Got to make sure you have 200,000 downloads after the month. I got Heller.
I was just gonna say, you go on the first episode, please.
Go ahead, Heller.
Baseball. 15 straight wins for the Yankees over the Baltimore Orioles.
DJ LeMahieu leads up and swings and drills one to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
John Sterling on the WFAN Yankees Radio Network. The first of 15 hits for the Yankees as they beat the O's in New York again, 8-3. Domingo Germán, the first to 16 wins as a pitcher. The Yankees, the first in the American League to 80 wins. The Dodgers, the first in the NL to 80.
Bellinger crushes one. Deep right center. Way back and gone. Home run Bellinger. His 39th, tying his career high. It is 10-1.
Tim Nevert on the Dodgers radio network apparently making that call from the same place that Chris Ballard did his conference call.
You know, I was just thinking something. Excuse me. I was just thinking something here about the cookies in Uber Eats, right? Because I've never done this. And, you know, you have, Zach, and stuff like that. And I'm wondering, people out there, I would think most people listening to us right now, listening live right now, I think that this might be me showing my age. I think most folks would not order Uber Eats cookies. Cookies and milk. Can you get milk too, like cookies and milk?
Depends on the restaurant. I did not deliver milk yesterday, so I cannot confirm.
Notice how he clarifies. He just does the delivery.
You don't bring complimentary milk, though, to get a little tip?
I do not bring milk on the side.
You know who I hope it is? I hope it's TJ Jones.
Oh, wow.
Or Daniel Jones. You got a Jones here with the show, too?
I was talking about on the show here a while back. Actually, my son knows Daniel Jones' girlfriend. So, you know, and knows, yeah, so my son, whatever. So he quasi could get a hold of Daniel Jones if he needs to. So I could find out if it's the cookie man, Daniel Jones. I don't think it's Daniel Jones. I'll tell you this right now.
Is it Zach Diazzi?
I'm not giving you who it is.
Okay, Zach, I'm trying to make a point here. I don't think that most people would order cookies on Uber Eats. Would you, Brett?
Probably. People order anything. Is that the strangest thing that you've delivered, Mikey? I would order cookies if I really wanted to use
Uber Eats.
You really
want cookies? I don't know if people want to call the show here. 855-212-4227. Call the show if you would or would not order cookies on Uber Eats.
I would.
Has nothing to do with sports. I don't care. I want to know what America thinks.
That's probably the one. If I was going to use Uber Eats and order something, it would be for dessert, and that's what I would get.
I have ordered ice cream on there, my wife and I, for dessert. We have, I don't want to name the brand, but we have ordered ice cream on Uber Eats.
Does it melt?
No. Quick Jones came. You got to make sure you get it from an ice cream shop that's near your casa or wherever hotel you're at, or wherever bar you're at, whatever. In your case, maybe a bar.
About 30 miles down the road.
Yeah, don't do that because it'll come in like a Slurpee. But, yeah, so I'm wondering about cookies, not just dessert, cookies. I feel like cookies is something that could, because fresh cookies that don't have, you know, artificial ingredients, they're going to get hard quick. So I want my cookies soft and fresh. I don't know if Uber Eats is the way to go.
Now, you can get cookie dough delivered, by the way. I've done that before. When I was living in Philly, there was this famous place they would make cookies, and you could order the cookie dough and then make it yourself, which I actually prefer because I think eating the cookie dough, getting a little cookie dough action, and is better than the actual cookie sometimes.
855-212-4227. Are you done with the update?
Just a little bit more. Okay. The Dodgers, by the way, you heard the Tim Neverett call. 6 home runs. They routed the Marlins 15-1. They, like the Yankees, both have 80 wins. The Twins are back in first in the AL Central. A half came up in the Indians. Twins beat the Brewers 7-5. A 3-run homer from Marwin Gonzalez in the eighth. The Indians lost to the Red Sox in 10-7-6. Jackie Bradley Jr., the tie-breaking home run. The NL Central looks like this. The Cubs have a 1-game lead on the Cardinals. Cubs lost to the Phillies 4-2. Cardinals blanked the Royals 2-0. Jack Flaherty's scoreless streak is now up to 23 innings. The big injury from Tuesday, Jeff McNeil, a hamstring injury, got hurt in the ninth inning of the Mets 5-3 loss to the Braves in Atlanta. McNeil's going to have a hamstring injury, or an MRI for that hamstring today. Guys.
Right. Hella, appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Frankie Hella.
Like I was saying, so, you know, we're going to hear from Jerry Jones on the other side of break. Also, would you order chocolate chip cookies or M&M cookies, any kind of cookie, on a delivery service like an Uber Eats? I'm curious what you people out there would do. 855-212-4227. Taz with Zach sitting in for Mark Belusis. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, yeah, so we're rocking and rolling here, Taz, along with Zach Gelb, sitting in for Mark Belusis. We're talking a lot about what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys. Also cookies, by the way. We're talking about cookies and Uber Eats because Mike delivered Uber Eats cookies to a New York Giant football player, which he will not name who they are.
Saquon.
No, it's not Saquon. I don't think it's Saquon. And he will not name who it is. But anyway, so I posed a question to our audience. Would you want to order fresh cookies from a service like Uber Eats? I wouldn't. We put it out on Twitter. And I actually have a quick social media update before we get to Jerry Jones. Chris Crimmy, at Miami Sixth Man, says, "We might be on the cusp of redefining fresh," in quotations. He's right. See, that's the thing. Might not be fresh. Speakerphone Jones, he just tweeted like a GIF guy GIF with some woman on the phone, a cartoon, saying, "No, no, 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 more lemon pledge. No, no, no." So it was kind of funny. Derek T. Lewis, another. Derek T. Lewis, another. A GIF guy GIF of, I don't know who this is. Who is that? Saying no. Who is that? You know what that is?
Is that Shannon Sharp?
I don't say Shannon Sharp, yeah. I'm sick of the GIFs. There's so many GIFs that are played out.
Nah.
Yeah, there's so many GIFs that are played out. So many of them are played out. Like the typical ones that are just annoying. I'm going to go through a list of those one day. But right now, I want to talk about Jerry Jones. If you're good with that?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
We get some,
your show, go ahead.
That's our show. You're sitting for the Moose. It's okay. I'm a team guy. You know that. Let's take a listen here. Jerry Jones, he had some stuff to say about the attention on the team, not contracts.
My focus is on our team, not where any of these players' contracts are relative to another player. I'm not dealing in the market. I'm dealing with how to fit this team together. And so if the kind of advisor, if I'm listening to advice, is how to get all of these top players under the cap.
Mm-mm-mm. Very condescending
in
the tone,
too. He seemed it. Let's hear Jerry Jones again, Peter, again, talking about the importance to the team as far as Zeke. Zeke, all of it goes.
Zeke has the ability to just completely hit the ground running, if I may use that. And he has that. We expect that. He says it, and I believe him, that he's in great shape. And I don't think that'll be an issue when he does come back. In the meantime, we have to be ready to go without him, and we're getting that way. Now, the offensive line is, Frederick, if you had to pick one thing about this camp that's different from last year's camp, is to be sitting here in the frame of mind we are right now about Frederick. And he singly could make the biggest difference on this team.
Wow.
Is he getting paid?
I know, that's an update.
By the minute?
Let's...
My focus.
We have an injury.
Failure to communicate.
So focus.
You know what's funny about this? He said that when this whole thing started, when they got the training camp, we're not going to do daily updates.
Right.
And he speaks every single day.
Can't stop. He's like John Gruden. He loves the camera.
He loves the drama.
It's like Rex Ryan was. Rick Ryan, these guys, I mean, I know he's an owner, not a coach, but still, like, these guys love the camera, bro. They're marks for themselves. They love the camera.
You are a mark.
They love it.
Can you explain to me this mark thing? Is it just name dropping?
No.
Okay.
No. I appreciate your transparency of not knowing what Mark means. Pete, well, how would you explain, Mikey?
Is it a wrestling term?
It's a wrestling term.
Okay.
Well, you call me a Mark, so maybe you should explain it.
Can I just say one part?
Are you about a Mark?
Here's the head Mark right now, Mikey B.
No, what's fascinating about it is I remember being in your shoes when having this same exact conversation like 18, 19 months ago,
Mark,
and having no idea what the hell Taz was talking about. And now I'm so confident in understanding it. I'm like, how can you not know what that means?
All right.
But anyway, go ahead.
I'll explain it to you. So basically, a Mark is, it's basically someone who loves something so much that they lose any sense of their own pride.
Ah.
You know, like, so, like, you're a Patriot fan. So mm-hmm. This would be an exaggeration, but this is kind of what you use it in. Like, so I would say, oh, you're a Patriot Mark. Okay, that just means you love the Patriots.
You're a homer.
You're a homer. You're not really a homer, but I get you. It's similar to that. So, like, in wrestling, an old condescending, nasty term. It's not used much anymore. Actually, Vince McMahon hates when wrestlers use the term.
Mark.
It's what fans are called marks because it's not a nice term. So, because the real meaning of it, it didn't start in wrestling. It started in the carnival business many, many moons ago. Okay, so, you know, we go to carnival and you go, like, you take the machine gun and you go to shoot, like, the star out and to win a stuffed animal, and you keep spending money to shoot that star to win
the balloon thing blowing up.
To win, so you drop $30 to win a $5 stuffed animal for your girlfriend. You know, you're a mark. So
you're so caught up in
something. Right, you get sucked in, you're a mark. So it started from the carnival terms.
Mark it!
Because when people would walk in into the carnival or the bazaars, and they would say, there's a mark, you know, like,
Mark.
It was the customer. So that, it segued many years ago, decades ago, to wrestling, where the wrestling fans, because wrestling's entertainment, even though it's a physical show, and it's very dangerous, but they're... Many years ago, a lot of wrestling fans thought the finishes of the matches were legitimate, and so they would get sucked in as a mark. So I'm talking about like in the 40s and 50s.
Be willing to admit that
outcome's
predetermined.
But many years ago, like before I was born, you know, like I'm talking about in the 50s and the 40s, like fans, a lot of them, before anybody was smartened up to it, they believed in the matches. They believed that the finish of the match was not predetermined. They believed in the business because it wasn't the internet and everything wasn't exposed, and Vince McMahon didn't come public and say, you know, it's a show, it's entertainment.
So I was a mark when I was about 9 and a half,
of course,
10.
Most young kids are marks because they're young kids. And that's we were all marks when we were kids. But now, so the term mark segued now to just be nasty and derogatory
mark.
And rip people. So that's basically, so now you know what a mark is.
Gotcha.
So it's like,
they try to now use it as like a stupid person that just believes everything because they like it.
Mark. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so like.
That's how it gets derogatory, I guess.
Yeah, like, I'll give you an example. Like, Mikey B, like some people are hidden marks. So that means that they try to hide their markism. Okay, so
he's a Nets mark.
Well, no, that's not hidden from him. He's an obvious Nets mark. Where it is where he's a hidden mark is with the former host of this show, Greg Giannotti. That's where Mikey B is a hidden mark. He loves Gio. Loves it. He'll never admit it. But that's his buddy. That's his boy.
See, right? I feel that way, too.
Greg Giannotti.
Right?
We had a nice working relationship.
You love Gio.
And we text every so often.
On my weekend show, I feel the same way as you do. Because my producer, James Graceffa, who you know a little bit, right?
Do I know him?
He worked on your show, I think, last week or something.
Okay. Hey, James.
He produced last week.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy!
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yes, a week
the long
and a half
hair, ago. Angry, looks like a drunk all the time.
Oh, yeah!
So
it's Homeless Jones.
They love the old host that used to do that slot in Paul Nanos.
Why do I know that name?
He used to host,
he was a host
on the network.
Okay.
So, but it's a similar thing. Now he's moved on, and they still have a great devotion.
They love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's like Mikey Ruggiero. He's a monk.
Have I brought up Greg?
Greg Giannotti.
2 years?
You talked about him this morning.
What are you talking about?
He did. See,
Before Taz came in, you said, man, I really miss Greg Giannotti. Attention.
And what he does, too, what Mikey does, like he will, like he did this when we first started, Moose and I, like he would talk to Gio privately.
About you, too?
About me. Not Moose, because Moose, everybody loves Moose here.
Right.
You know, me, everybody hated me, and I was the new guy here. So Mike.
That's messed up.
Yeah, and then they would all the cool radio guys in the newsroom would get together and rip me. And Greg and Mikey B and Andrew Bogus were all ahead of that. That's true, because you're a mark for Gio. Admit it.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, see?
Greg Giannotti.
So there's the background on the word mark. That's what it is.
Mark.
So
now I have an understanding.
So now, to go even deeper, Pete the Body.
Oh, no.
He's a big mark, right, for wrestling.
I actually, with that description you gave, I don't think I am.
No, you are.
I'm a fan.
You are a mark.
I think I'm a fan.
Very
I was a mark when I was a kid, but I think I'm a fan.
You are a mark.
When did you realize that the outcomes were predetermined?
He's wrong. He's a mark, I promise you.
No.
Oh, God. See, I shouldn't have gotten into that. Oh, jeez. It's deeper than that, Zach. It's not about the finishes being predetermined. And then Pete's about to go into this whole long diatribe. Well, you know, it was many years ago. Go ahead, Pete. Go ahead.
Elementary school, probably.
But that's not... That's how it was years ago. Now marks are just fans. Marks call each other marks. So like Pete the Body, when like Speakerphone Jones.
Mark.
Kingsman.
Mark.
Lean Mean.
Mark.
They're all big fans of the show, big supporters of my career when I wrestled. And Pete attacks them, calling them marks, where Pete's a mark also. So you have marks now attacking marks.
He's just a mark on the other side of the glass, so he thinks he's in the inner circle.
I'm a fan.
Yes.
Okay, you are a mark, I promise.
You are a mark.
The paying customer.
Yes, you are. Yes. Vince McMahon does not like the word mark.
Why?
Because it's derogatory.
How?
Because I gave you the history, because many years ago, Vince knows this from when his dad owned the wrestling promotion. It was known as, it was a derogatory term towards wrestling fans. Now it's not. I mean, but Vince is,
how old
is Vince? 70? Well, he's 70-something.
74,
I think. He's stuck in his ways. He's a multi-billionaire. Like, he
does what
he don't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks. He's going to think the way he wants to think. And I know this. You work for Vince. You can't be calling wrestler fans marks, because he gets very mad. So now,
that's why you don't work for him anymore?
No. I don't work for him because I left. But I didn't leave because I couldn't say the word mark. But because I would say mark all the time. It's not in front of Vince. Just like you say things are not around your boss.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so same thing there.
What are you saying?
Why are you calling me a mark?
That's not.
I am mark.
Well, see, like, for example, our boss is probably more of a mark for Boomer and Gio than he is for Taz and Moose.
Ooh, I'm not touching that.
I did.
Mock it!
Great way to go to break.
Let's hope he's not listening.
Nah, he turn off the man. He knows. He knows how I am. All right, look, that's it. We got the three coming up on the other side of break. Biggest headlines of the day. All right, talk to you soon.
Looking Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.